come out and support the Lancaster Fatherhood Project.
It's got, Father's Day weekend.
Yeah, exactly. It's got two great events, one in Lancaster and one in Rock Hill. And today we're going to meet the fine guys that are helping men become better dads.
Excellent. Now, I remember, what Rodney Watts, you were here for your ribbon cutting in the York County location.
Yes, I was.
That was over on Ebenezer.
It was.
And we have today, we're graced with the executive director of the Lancaster Fatherhood Project. It's Tyrone Faulkner. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. Glad to be here. Morning.
Thank you so much for coming over. It is Father's Day weekend. Looking forward to some great events.
Absolutely. So let's, first of all, I tell folks a little bit about the Lancaster Fatherhood Project. What's your mission and what's your goal?
Okay. Lancaster Fatherhood Project, we was formed in 1999. Our mission is, we exist to provide the tools for fathers and families for to be engaged in the lives of their children, family, and community. You know, so just making sure that we get guys back on track and do the right thing that, that God intended for them to be in the first place.
You can provide a lot of services. You can point them in the right direction if they need legal help, if they have issues with child support, things like that, and jobs.
Yeah, we collaborate with a lot of different partners because we don't profess to be the one-stop shop. You know, we have to partner with different professional organizations so that they can get the best services that they need to succeed.
And Rodney, when they come to you guys, these men, are they put through like a, here's your help and here you go, or are they put through like a program, or when a guy comes to you, walk us through the steps, what happens?
When a guy comes to us, we sit him down with one of our intervention specialists, and they go through and find out what his issues are, and then they come up with a one-man plan, what we call an individualized one-man plan.
Okay.
And from there, we work that plan with him, try to start in small steps so they can feel a sort of accomplishment, and they can build their self-esteem and work toward much more many more barriers that they have. That's the way we feel that we can get them in there and keep them in there and make them become successful.
Do you see a lot of barriers as far as that on their countenance that then that lifts? I'm sure that you see that beautiful moment where they see, oh, I am worth this. I can help my family.
Right. As soon as they see that they can accomplish one goal, then that uplifts them. You know, and they begin to form, well, I can do this for my child, and I can do that. So it gives them a sense of security that they can be in their child's life and be a positive influence.
And they come to you, correct? Like they come to you, and I'm sure you've seen the gamut, all ages, all stories along those lines. And what I think is so great about your organization, there's no judgment. And it's easy in society, we judge people and say, oh, you didn't know how to change a diaper.
Right.
I didn't know how to change a diaper.
Right.
So I mean, but that's part of the mission, right? Because if we want to teach people to learn, if we judge them, then you're already setting them up for failure.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what we try not to do. We look at, everyone has different issues and different things going on. So that's why we try to work with them with an individualized plan, because one person could have something and another person have nothing. So exactly, like diapers. I didn't know anything about a diaper until I had it. Things that people expect.
Sure.
Know, some people just don't know.
That's a good way of doing it. And two, and Tyrone, we've talked about this before, interview. What do they say? Women become moms the minute they find out they're pregnant. Men become dads when they first see their child. Mm-hmm. But for some men, that doesn't happen, and they float in and out of their child's life. And we know just how vital having a male companion and a dad in your life is, and you guys know that 100%.
Yeah, so we meet the guys when they come in, you know, like anybody can have a child, you know, can have a baby, but it takes a real man to step up to the plate and be a father, you know, and be involved in that child's life and support the mother, you know, mentally, physically, and financially, you know, because that child needs both of those parents. You know, they need the love so that they can have a relationship with the grandparents on both sides, you know. But a lot of times that doesn't happen, and that's where we come in to build the guys up to make sure that they can put down those barriers and get across those barriers so that they can be the best dad that they can be to the child, you know. And as long as we keep the child up front, then that kind of softens the tone of the father and the mother, especially when they don't get along.
Sure.
So your locations, the one here in York County on Ebenezer Road, that's right next to the Founders Federal Credit Union. Mm-hmm. Where's the Lancaster location?
Lancaster location is at 105 South Wiley Street. We're in the Paris Plaza, We're right across the street from Lancaster's only swimming pool.
Okay. Yeah. That's front and center this time.
I was going to say, easy directions. And you, there are two great events happening in both locations tomorrow, again, to coincide with Father's Day. And tell us a bit about them, where they are, the dates, times, and locations, and all that good
stuff. Okay. Yeah, we coordinated two events this year so that Rock Hill would have Father's Day event, mm-hmm. and that's going to be on, at Ebenezer Road in front of the office. So. Okay. That's going to be from 12 o'clock to 4 o'clock. So we're looking forward to that. And if it rains, Rodney's going to, they're going to go inside of the office and kind of shift around, you know. Right. And in Lancaster.
You can play Yahtzee and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. And also ours would, in Lancaster would be held at Bar Street Campus on the activity field on the front, which used to be the soccer field. You know, so we, our rain plans are, if it rains, we're going inside of the gymnasium. Okay. So, and we're partnering with the Rose Foundation in Lancaster. They're doing a Juneteenth on the field mm-hmm. as well. And in Rock Hill, they're partnering with the MBK, My Brother's Keeper organization. Yes. So we're looking forward to having a good turnout and having a lot of kids. We got a lot of prizes and different things. And Lancaster, we're doing the dad with the sharpest straw hat, but we were hoping that the sound was going to be shining.
They'll still wear it, though, right?
They still wear it.
They'll still bring it. Yeah.
They still wear it.
Need one of those umbrella hats.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Right.
Yeah. For sure. Yeah. Well, okay, so this is going to be an opportunity for families. Really?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a really great opportunity for families, and this is reinforcing your whole message.
Right.
That's good.
And what do you want to say to men who are listening today that realize, hey, I'm not a great dad. I'm not involved in my child's life. I'm not great to the mother of my children. What would you say to those guys right now that are listening that you might be able to reach just with a simple message?
Today starts a new day. If you want to become involved in your child's life, we're here for you to help you to get you to be where you need to be.
Oh, well, that's wonderful
Perfect.
Stuff. Website is scfathersandfamilies.com. Which mm-hmm. has all the locations and news and things, and the volunteer opportunities really are great too. Mm-hmm. What can people do as a volunteer for the Fatherhood Project?
Well, actually, this weekend, well, tomorrow, they can come over and help us set up. They can help us get the games going, help us with the children and the fathers. You know, we're just open to guys to come in and help. And what we try to do is, like a lot of our guys that have completed the program, mm-hmm. they can come back, and this is their chance to be like an alumni and come in and,
oh, nice.
And help out, you know, because they've done things like this before with us in the past. So mm-hmm. so they'll come early that morning and help us get tables out and set up, help us set up tents and all of that mm-hmm. stuff. So
what time does it start on Saturday at both locations?
In Lancaster, it starts at 10 a.m.
Okay.
It's from 10 o'clock until 2 o'clock. Mm-hmm. So we'll be out there on the field, hopefully, if the weather permits, setting up tents and tables around 8:30, you know, so that sure. we'll be ready for 10. And
in Rock Hill, we start at 12 and go to 4.
Okay.
And I just like to say everything is free, the food,
yes.
fun,
nice.
Games, and we invite all the community to come out, dads and families, just to have a nice feel. Fun day for the day.
So great. We were able to highlight one of the dads yesterday on CN2 News. You can still watch it because mm-hmm. we, you know, loop our newscast. And he's a single dad to many kids, and he's having to learn to be a dad and also be the mom, fill kind of both roles. And that's, again, what's the beautiful part about your organization is that you're able to equip these guys with the skills and the tools
right.
that they need to do both jobs and balance work and life and everything else in between.
But exactly.
You guys are just phenomenal.
Well, thank you so much, Tyrone Faulkner.
Yes.
From the Lancaster Fatherhood Project, Lancaster. You're the executive director of, right. of the umbrella of the whole thing. And then, of course, Rodney Watts from our York County Rock Hill location
right.
of Lancaster Fatherhood Project. Happy Father's Day to both
yeah,
of you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
Have a wonderful, wonderful weekend, and we hope you have great turnout and everything
thank
come
you.
Out to
thank
see
you. Happy Father's Day to all of your listeners.
Thank
oh,
you so much.
You guys
much.
Are great.